Good evening, dear heart friends, and welcome to the February Heart Share class for the Heart Center community. We're glad you can be with us. We have an outstanding lesson tonight. It's from beloved El Moria, who is one of our main sponsors. And he's going to teach us the magnificence of living a solar life. Wonderful. So our host for the program tonight is our own beloved Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. So take it away, Maria.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are so grateful you're here with us. And tonight, we are honored to hear from beloved El Moria, who comes to teach us about the magnificence of living a solar life. And please stay with us, but at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, we're going to talk about what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. And ask any questions, share any insights and experience that you might have. Give us prayers requests for you and your family and friends, and join us in prayer. So right now, I'm going to say our mission and vision. And I will read our mission and vision statement. See if it feels like it's something you would like to enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in a sustainable golden crystal age community in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and live and love as one. So I'm going to say an invocation and invite everyone to read the following prayers with me from the invitational they have received by mail? Oh, something like that. Anyway, in the name of our mighty I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved El Moria, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us to a higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically, you in our class. Thank you for bringing us to our class, those souls who are eager to know for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Okay, so we will now sing together song number 20001, I Am the Sun. You have either received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating from out the sun to each of us. In our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light, feel love of our Father, Mother, God, lifting us up, and invigorating us. So, Barbara and Philip, please play our song. This song is so wonderful. Maybe it would be better with you.
Very difficult to hear.
I'm
Now, Philip will play our harp string in a few minutes or now, as soon as they're ready. And at the end, Nancy will share the announcements, plus she shares how to take part in any of the activities. I'll give them this one. What's going on?
Now we're going to hear our heartstring.
It is magnificent to live for God, a solar life. For this life is pure joy, pure radiance in the spirit, pure God power flowing through one's being as a resource of light, love, levity, and what brings new creative forces into play through an awareness tethered to reality. Dearest ones, you, as initiates of the sacred fire, are called this day to join me in the alchemy of solar living. Do you accept this initiation?
Yeah.
Then let the fire descend into these temples, O God, ennoble them with that will that proceeds from the source, from the very throne, the three in one of the one eternal God. And let the fire that goes into their souls now raise them into the integrity of those who choose to live within the sun as solar beings of light. It is easy to co-create a solar civilization from the perspective of the Mercurians, dearest ones, for we have done so for eons of time, being so close to the sun on Mercury. We have imbibed the fire, the essence of the sun, and it is our nature to be fiery, yes?
Yeah.
If you thought that you could get away with living a Plutonian type of existence, well, dearest ones, so far from the sun, you become cold, you become evil. Yet when you arise and dart to the sun to receive the impulses and the cosmic energies of this great solar being who inscribes within this solar system light, 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 and love, 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 then, dearest hearts, you become a part of the alchemy of what the sun represents and does to give new life, new radiance, new joy to every creature within the framework of that cosmic neighborhood that you call your solar system.
And now we're going to have our first question of the evening, and it is, who are the Mercurians and what are their qualities? And Donna is going to answer this for us. Go ahead, Donna. You have to unmute yourself, Donna. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay. I forgot the numbers of how to unmute. Okay, who are the Mercurians? Well, they're the ones from the smallest planet, which is near the sun, the one closest to the sun. And what are their qualities? Mercury, the second ray of God, wisdom, God Mercury, communication, higher education, wisdom ray. They work with El Moria, and they also work with Saint Germain, with the champion of the throat chakra. They partnering, who is partnering with Maitreya, God Victory, using their own God wisdom, working with Saint Germain on all lines of the clock, bringing in the golden age. They help bringing up the consciousness and understanding of each other. They help other planets, help people to get in touch with their Christ self, helping to bring in the golden age with Saint Germain and God love. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. We'll go ahead with the heart stream now.
You have my teaching within the Advanced Studies of the Human Aura publication released in 2012 and earlier as a Meru University class. Dearest ones, if you have truly imbibed this teaching and sought to live it, you would already be more fiery. You would already be in that coexistence with God, one with the sun, every day rising with the sun and allowing yourself to be burnished and polished by the solar fires of cosmic joy. So if you have not yet done so, choose from this day forward to be a part of this alchemy of co-creating your own little solar civilization within your own home and neighborhood, within your culture, even your state. And then expand that awareness out to grasp the totality of what it means to be that co-creator with other solar initiates in this and other spiritual communities who understand the dynamics of creating this solar culture of light for the Divine Mother. You see, blessed ones, when you attune to the Divine Mother, then that solar civilization is already imminent, first in your own awareness, then being manifest through many works of the sacred fire in your lives lived to the glory of God. The Divine Mother guides the son and the daughter of God throughout their lives to live in accord with cosmic law, the law of the one, which you could also call the law of the sun, had you considered that the sun and its cosmic impulses and divine rays are what you should follow every day. Well, you call it the golden rule, and that golden rule descends from the Lord of Light and the representatives of the one Lord of Light, who are the Lords of Light, who are the Lords of the Flame, or the solar lords of the 12 hierarchies of the sun. Yes, dearest ones, there are many solar lords whom you could call to, whom you could commune with, to receive the initiations of solar fire. This is what I went through after my ascension. I communed with the 12 solar lords and received a greater impetus from each one so that my ascended master work would be supremely beneficial to all life on both Earth, Mercury, and other planets. You see, even as Jesus said, other sheep have I that are not of this fold. So, dearest ones, at times I must temporarily leave the Earth to go to Mercury to align myself with the Lords of the Flame there to receive a greater enfiring of my heart and my solar being so that when I return into your midst, I may dramatize for you what it means to live as a solar being in this God reality. Well, you can do the same. You can ask to go to the Pleiades or to Sirius and bask in those cosmic solar fires and receive the great impetus and the manifestation of this light through your dedication to holy purpose, and then burnished by that light and fired by that sacred fire, return to your daily affairs with a new radiance, with a new joy in your heart, with a new vivacity to co-create greater and greater manifestations of God's will impressed within matter.
And now we will have question number two. How can we go to other worlds? Well, El Moria tells us that we can do it simply by asking. And it's a matter of our own spiritual attunement. So when we purify ourselves and attune ourselves to the vibration of God, we can tune in to life elsewhere. I know at night, right before I go to bed, I ask every night to be taken to different etheric retreats to study. You can all, some of these retreats, there's retreats on other worlds, most notably on Sirius and in the Pleiades and whatever. And you can go in your etheric body any place. And if you want to get deeper into this, you can look up and read about the Merkaba, which is a vehicle of light that you can travel in to any place in the universe. So we're only limited by our own thinking, basically. We're not limited by God. We're limited by ourselves. So when we embrace that idea that, like Linello said, lo, I am everywhere in the mind of God, we too can travel any place we desire, any place we need to be, any place where God desires to send us to do work and to be the useful servants of the light that we were meant to be. So that's enough for now on that topic, and let's go ahead with the heart stream.
Yes, blessed hearts, each and every one of you is called today by me to grace the earth with the solar reality that you and only you can manifest in your daily lives and affairs. If you choose to live in this divine integrity, then watch out, world, for these initiates, for there will be the instauration of what Saint Germain envisioned long ago as that new freedom, that new civilization, that new Atlantis. And you, dearest ones, are making it occur, making it happen through all that is within you. Yes, you sacrifice this in order to receive greater light. You sacrifice that in order to accomplish God's will each day. And as you say unto your Lord and my Lord, oh my God, use me as your instrument and fire me with your God power and demonstrate through me what that will of God looks like for America and the world, my nation, all nations, this day, so that the victory may manifest and we will conquer through the spirit that inspires us with that solar joy, with that divine light, with that holy resonance with the great central sun. Yes, I gave you that call during my course in order that you would actually, in your consciousness, become one with the great central sun, and becoming one with the energy of that, to feel its impressions, its engrams within your soul, and the fibers of even your physical temple of light. You would then be ennobled, dearest ones, to make greater and greater progress on your path. Some of you have settled for less than you could have if you had simply realized that you have this great treasure house of divine power, wisdom, and love in your threefold flame. And if you utilize that in great works of the spirit, then you will be given more and more currents of cosmic energy to then accomplish more. Yet because you would like to dilly-dally and this or that diversion, you settle for what even animals sometimes would be happy with. Yet, dearest ones, you must not sit on those seats of compromise and lackadaisical consciousness. It is time to arise, so therefore I say, stand now, blessed ones, on your feet, and acclaim with me, I am a solar fiery being. I rededicate myself to the Lord God Almighty. I will fulfill my destiny in this life.
I will fulfill my destiny in this life.
Nothing will take me away from my God.
Nothing will take me away from my God.
I am one with the sun.
I am one with the sun.
I am one with the great central sun.
I am one with the sun.
I feel its fiery heat each day.
I feel its fiery heat.
I arise in the solar radiance of cosmic joy.
I rise in the solar radiance of cosmic joy.
As a co-creator with my Lord. To bring forth this solar civilization upon Earth. By God's grace, it is manifest.
By God's grace,
it is fulfilled. By God's grace, it is done. It is finished. It is sealed. Please be seated.
Now, these affirmations are excellent for you to repeat. It'd be a very smart idea for you to go to that heart stream on the Heart Center website if you have computer access and listen to this prayer. And write those affirmations down. If you need me to do it and send them to you, let me know after the class, and I will copy them down in an email and email them to you, or even mail you a physical copy of these fiats so we can continue to invoke this energy that Beloved El Moria recommends that we do. And now we'll continue.
Now, how does that make you feel? Do you feel worthy? Do you feel the greatness of God that is your true nature actually manifest tangibly in your body temple, in your consciousness, in your soul? If so, now you know what we of Mercury have known for eons of time, that being close to the sun, absorbing that energy and those cosmic rays, is the essential ingredient that will sustain us for eternity. For when you become an ascended master, you breathe fire and you eat light, or you breathe light and you eat fire. It doesn't matter, dearest ones. It's one and the same, and that is what sustains your immortal consciousness, your divine essence, and this new reality that is the beingness of the presence, fully emblazoned and consciously manifest through your spirit one with God. Now, I tell you a story of a gracious woman on Mercury, who was my beloved long, long ago. We had three children, two boys and a girl, and we tutored them in the spirit. We trained them in the ways of the Lord, the one eternal God. They arose, dearest ones, with great fervor to fulfill their destiny. And they have lived among you in recent times. One being Lonello, one being his beloved, Elizabeth, as your Guru Ma Claire de Lee, and the other, your friend David. All were dedicated by us to fulfill that holy will. And so the tutoring and the initiation and the anchoring of light within their souls was great. And they have come again and again to the earth to bring to mankind an understanding of the ways of the spirit, the ways of light and of the sun. So, dearest ones, take your cues from these and from us, the lords of the flame, the Chohans of the rays. Read that book on the Chohans. Many of you have not yet even begun the first page of that book. Get it today, and this messenger will sign it later and consume it within 6 months. And I will initiate you as you read the words of the Chohans. I will give you, with them, the fire of my heart to accomplish more than you have even conceived of that you could accomplish in this life. There are even within this room two who could be messengers after David, if they choose to so go through the initiations of receiving the cosmic energies from the sun that would allow them to be our voices for the future. So look not to another. Do not wonder who that person or people are. It may be you, dearest ones. Are you ready for the fire? Are you ready for the initiatic path on a new and higher level? Well, if so, make your mark now. Make your mark today, not tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. Make your mark today for God, and that mark will etch within Akasha a new radiance, a new spirit, a new vibrancy, a new holy energy that none can deny, for it arises from the solar fires of joy of your own being. Do not settle for less than what you deserve, what you desire in a godly way, and what deity sires within you to manifest. For you deserve the wealth that you require for your families, your culture, these five centers and communities of light that you envision. You deserve them, dearest ones. Yet you must serve deity, you see. Deserve. First you must serve deity, and then you can say, I deserve, because of my sacrificial giving and my love for my Lord, to have everything that is essential for the victory of what I envision, and what I envision with my holy brothers and sisters within this community to manifest in the eternal now.
And now we will have question number 3. What is the inner meaning of deserve? D-E-S-E-R-V-E. And Nancy is going to talk about this.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. So just a little bit about the basic meaning that I looked up. The word deserve, which I'm sure all of us are familiar with, is to do something or to have or show qualities worthy of reward or punishment. So you may deserve, you know, credit for something, deserve respect, praise, deserve mention is something, deserve thanks,
And yet you might also deserve, or some people may think you deserve punishment for something. Or someone, you know, oh, he deserved to win that. So that's how we typically use the word. It derives from the Latin to mean to serve well or zealously. So that's really interesting. It's to have earned or to be given something because of the way you have behaved or the qualities you have. So Almoria is telling us to accept what we deserve, in a godly way, what we feel we deserve because we have served. So Almoria explained to us the inner meaning of the word deserve is to serve the deity. So the D-E is the deity or God, and then to serve the deity. And when we serve, then we deserve, in God's eyes, we do deserve abundance, a wonderful life, wonderful relationships, families, a wonderful home. And, you know, God does tell us that the deity sires within us to manifest what we deserve, all we desire. And we just need to claim it. And if we feel like we have in fact served the deity and served God through sacrifice and surrender, therefore we do deserve the abundance and all the wonderful things in life that God is happy to have us to bestow upon us. So that's very interesting. And so that's what I have for you on the wonderful word deserve.
Thank you, Nancy. That was great. Let's continue with Elmoya's message now.
Yes, making your mark each day then is a little tick. And once you have enough of those ticks and you cross them 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years of service, then you can expect that you will have that abundant life. Never again to worry about this or that expense or bill or invoice, dearest ones. What is that to thee? It's just temporary. Yet, you must pay those bills. You must never have an excessive amount of debt, for that is an effect, a type of karma that you must balance. Many of you max out your credit cards again and again. Well, how will you get over this negative habit pattern? It is through the integrity of givingness and love and sacrifice that you will work until you succeed and are victorious in everything that you endeavor to accomplish. Even having a worthy vocation, worthy of your soul, worthy of your spirit, worthy of your talents and gifts. Some of you compromise because you just simply say, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. Well, dearest ones, do you think Abraham Lincoln said that as a child? He rose through the ranks to become the most cherished of virtually all presidents, especially at the time of the liberation of the slaves of the Southern United States of America. If he can do it and rise out of absolute poverty, can you? Can you? Then do it. As Nike says, just do it. And then, in that spirit of do-it-iveness, you, as a victorious one, will never want for anything. You will have all that you require. There will be no lack in your life. You will not be a lackadaisical Chila, right?
Right.
You will be an affluent Chila. I am an affluent Chila. Say it with me. I am an affluent Chila. I am an affluent Chila. I am an affluent Chila. And that affluence comes through your affectation toward God, your love of God, your radiance, and your ability to receive because you have first given the allness of yourself to the One.
And now we will have one more question. How do you become an affluent Chila? And Maria will answer this question. Go ahead, Maria.
All righty. Okay. How do you become an affluent Chila? Exactly by that, by saying I am an affluent Shiva, but there's much more than that. I said, it's easy. I have a few answers. Number one, give and you shall receive. This is not just about money. Good morning. If you say good morning or good afternoon or good evening to someone with a smile, and you smile at a person, a child or a baby, put yourself or pat your doggy in the back and the tail wag says it all. You could pet a cat and you could hear it purr. It's doing things. And I don't know about you, but these responses make my heart feel happy. When I smile at someone and somebody smiles at me, when I say good morning and somebody say good morning to me and they smile, and even little babies look at you and they smile, that put a really good feeling in my heart. Happy and rich, enriching spirit I become. Do you know about the tithe? That was my first experience with affluence, with affluency. I loved it. Oh, I did not become a millionaire, but I sure did feel like one. I have been to just about everywhere. There have been a conference in the United States and away from the United States, in Canada, South America, in Spain, and all over the USA. And then, you know, where did that money come from? It's the affluence that you feel that you have, and it's given, and you don't have to worry about it. It's there for you. How did I do that as a mother, as a wife and mother of six children? And I didn't have the money, but I felt rich anyway. And somehow or other, things happened, and I was able to go to conferences. I was able to go out of the state in other countries, and spend the money and go places and do things. My goodness sake, that is affluency if you ever heard of it and seen it or felt it. You could also do this by doing good deeds, by doing good deeds for other people, your family and your neighbors. The elderly, you could visit an elderly person, and you can babysit. You can do a lot of things for people and give money to those people who are homeless or hungry. You could give a ride to somebody who needs a ride to the store. There's a lot of things you could do. There's a lot of good deeds. And all that counts because God sees all that and he rewards you. So I have done all that because and more because I have an understanding about how giving works, how givingness works. These are not just a day that I don't, there's not even a day that I don't feel fully affluent in God, always. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. What a great testimony. And now we'll hear the end of the heart stream.
I had David stand up because even he at times gets a little lackadaisical sitting down. So it was time for him to stand because I am 7 feet tall and I desired for you to see a little bit of what and who I am as your Chohana the First Ray. So, blessed ones, now, cherishing you each one, I send a ray through the palm of my hand to each and every one of you to inspire you, even to incite you to greater God glory, greater works of sacred fire, works of the Spirit, works of eternity, works of blessedness, beingness, and especially joy. The joy of the Lord is with you. The voice of God is within you. And the empowering energies of spirit are always locked within your heart, ready to be utilized any moment that you are called by God to give. So I say now, thank you, disciples of Mercury, Venus, Earth, beyond. You make the worlds go round with your love. With your joy. With your light. I am Moria L. I am real within you each day. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved El Moria. What a beautiful, fiery message, one that bears repeating. Like I said, you should write down those affirmations that he gave and give those in your own devotions when you think of it, because they are very powerful and they lift you up. I was very, very fortunate. My parents, we grew up in the Methodist Church. Both of my grandfathers were ministers, and my parents were very devoted Christians, and they taught us from a very early age that the whole goal of being here was service to life and to do something that was important to God. And it doesn't have to be on a grand scale. It can be the little things like Maria was talking about, just being friendly and pleasant to people, give them a smile, lift them up with your energy. Those little things mean so much. It might be the only smile they've seen that whole day. Who knows? So we can help so much in this world through our cheerfulness and our own kindness to life. We truly always can give, give, give. And the more we give, the more we receive, because all the energy you send out comes back to you. That is cosmic law. So the more you love, the more love you receive. So now with that said, and we're at the end of our lesson here today,